fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. It is September 11th, and as you heard, Phil, there will be a remembrance ceremony today. I don't know if Mayor Mitchell is going to be joining Chris on the program, because that event is at 10 a.m., and I don't know if he's going to make it here for 11. Maybe he's going to do a phoner. I don't know, but I'll check with Chris and find out. Or if Chris is listening, if he can shoot me a text and let me know for sure. But I'm sure he'll have plenty of reaction to the debate last night, as we can as well, at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. But I want to bring your attention to something, first of all, that might help you a little bit this morning. Barry Richard has an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app entitled, Massachusetts is sitting on $2 billion in unclaimed property. Now, you hear the commercials all the time from findmassmoney.com. It's the website from the Massachusetts Treasury Office that allows you to see if you are owed money. And so yesterday, I'm editing Barry's article and scheduling it for publication and all that. And I said, let me go over to that site, which I've done it like years ago and nothing came up. But I said, well, let me check. And I went on there, and sure enough, there were two things that my name came up for. And so one was for previous health insurance that I'd had, and the other had something to do with Google. And so I was like, I wonder what these are all about. And then if it is you, you can claim that, and then you fill out a little bit of information, and then they send you something in your email for you to fill out and send back in order to process the claim. And when they send you that email has the information about how much you're owed. It doesn't show up on the website, obviously, because, you know, they don't want people to see what you're owed just by searching. So, because you can search for anybody's name. But they tell you in the email what is owed. And I think you have to give them your social security number to match with the number of the claimant. Because it's not required in that email, but I think you only get the information if you put that in there. It's not required in the form, I should say, to get the initial paperwork. But my initial paperwork came in, and it told me how much I'm owed. And it's like $140. Not a lot of money, but nothing to sneeze at either. You know, that's going to pay a bill or, you know, do something for me. Probably use it to order some books to bring with me to different events and sell over the spooky season. Whatever. Well, it could take up to 180 days for them to process your claim and pay you. However, I'll still take that. If it's money that's owed to me and it's money that's just sitting there waiting for me, I'll take that. Now, there are some people who are suspicious about findmassmoney.com because they're like, well, they use that to try to find like the deadbeat dads that aren't. And it's true. You're giving them your information. They can utilize that information to find you if you actually owe them money. But I can tell you that I know people who have gotten paid through this. I just never thought I would be one of them. And I had no idea what these were from. I did a little digging. From my understanding, they were from class action lawsuits in which those companies had to pay people that they had been overcharging. And, you know, it's not much, but it's something. So I'll take 140 bucks for free. Sure. Now, from what I was reading as well, they don't take the taxes out of that. So you'll have to find out with your tax advisor or when putting it through, you know, if you get a significant amount of money, you're like, what's the tax penalty for taking that? And you might say, all right, I'll wait until next year to claim it. So, but it's all easy and painless. So I recommend checking out that article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It has not only the website you can go to search, but also the phone number to call, the office to write to in case you're not comfortable with putting the information online. You want to speak to a live person, or if you want to be able to go there in person, or, you know, send the paperwork in person rather than transmitting it over email. So it's really, they want you to be able to get that money because it doesn't do the state any good for it to be sitting there, because one, you can get it back into the economy, and two, again, it's not collecting tax revenue, just sitting there. So they want you to come and get your money. So you might as well get it, and you might have a significant amount. I was telling Barry, I was like, hey, Barry, I just put in my name and I came back with a couple of claims. And he says, well, if you're a millionaire, you know, buy me lunch. And I said, I don't think I'm a millionaire, but, you know, and with 140 bucks, maybe we can have a reasonable lunch together. But yes, that's right there for you on the website, on the app, to make it nice and easy for you to click over and just see. You don't even have to do anything. Just see if your name comes up. And then, of course, I alerted any of my family members when I saw their name. It's easy for us because there's like really nobody else with our names in Massachusetts. So it's pretty obvious that if it's you, but like this is going back to addresses we lived at 20 years ago. And yes, they do let you update your information. So if, you know, they have an old address listed as the address of where you lived for this claim that's being made, you can update the information to have them, you know, pay you at the address that you currently live at. 508-996-0500. Again, in the 8 o'clock hour, the immortal Hulk Hogan will be joining us to talk about his new Real American beer, talk a little bit about his history with Massachusetts, and to share with us the information about where he'll be today. And if you want to meet the Hulkster, 2 to 3 p.m. this afternoon, Yankee Spirits in Swansea, 4 to 5 p.m., Yankee Spirits in Attleboro, and then 6 to 7:30 p.m., Six String Grill and Stage in Foxborough. Tomorrow, Hogan will be around again. From 10 to 11 a.m., he'll be at Cappy's Fine Wine and Spirits in Medford. From 3 to 4 p.m., he'll be at the Market Basket in Danvers. And from 7 to 8, he'll be at the Bullpen Kitchen and Tap in Boston. What a couple of days it has been for the Market Basket in Danvers. They have Hulk Hogan coming tomorrow. Yesterday, they had Jason Momoa there promoting his vodka. How do I know that? Like, every woman that I know skipped work yesterday, took a personal day, and went to go stand in line to meet Jason Momoa and get a picture taken with him. I had no idea that he was coming to Massachusetts, but you might want to look it up and see if he's going to be somewhere around here. There was a story, I don't know if I must have told this on Spooky South Coast, but I don't know if I ever told the story on this show, but there's years ago when Leanne Wilbur was still running the Lizzie Borden house, there was a TV psychic, a person who had had a television show, who reached out to her and said, you know, Jason Momoa wants to buy the Lizzie Borden house. I know him and he wants to buy the Lizzie Borden house and I want to introduce you to him. And long story short, this TV psychic, who you would think would know better because she claimed to be a psychic, was getting catfished by somebody pretending to be Jason Momoa. And she brought in the Lizzie Borden house as part of it because she just didn't see. And even after the Leanne Wilbur told her, like, you're getting catfished here. This isn't Jason Momoa. This isn't real. Oh, it's real. We're in love. You're just trying to keep us apart. And then posts on Twitter an internet marriage certificate for her and Jason Momoa, saying that they are now married, even though at the time he was still married to Lisa Bonet, who he repeatedly said was the love of his life. So the whole thing was just insane. And I'd go buy a bottle of his vodka. I'm not even really a big vodka drinker, but I would go and get a bottle of his vodka just so I could say to him, Jason Momoa, do you know anything about this TV psychic? And did you ever have any interest? Like, imagine if he was like, that was totally me. My mind would be blown. Because that TV psychic's career was pretty much ruined by that. I mean, it's kind of hard to come back from that if you're supposed to be a psychic. And then the fact that she took, like, really bad personal shots at anybody that questioned her just showed the level of mental illness there. But anyway, 508-996-0500. So, did you watch the debate? Did it go as expected for you? I think what you saw last night was Kamala Harris calming fears about how she would perform and Donald Trump just being Donald Trump. He reacted and responded exactly the way that I thought that he would to her. At first, he was very reserved. He wasn't even making comments off mic. He was making, you know, grimaces at some of the things that she was saying, you know, so you could kind of tell how he felt about it is what I mean. But he wasn't saying anything. And I was like, oh, he's being very reserved. I still don't agree with the things that he's saying, but if he's going to take that tack, that'll work very well for him. He'll come out looking very good in this. And then once she said something about people leaving his rallies early, he just went off the rails. And then she had him. Then she just kept baiting him and he kept falling for it and kept going. And it turned into, I believe Muhammad Ali's term for it was rope-a-dope. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. You sound great, too.
Thank you very much.
So this is a great, great morning for you on the radio. I just love it. We've got Hulk Hogan on, and we get to talk about the debate and all this other good stuff. So first I have to say I did stop at the Stevie's, Brian and Sparrow's on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
And I I was, like I told you, I wanted to find something in Rosé. And so there's Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg have their wine. And I was like, holy crap. Of course, Martha is Chardonnay. Snoop Dogg is the Rosé. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And you know, they're so popular when they cook together. And she went to London when he was doing the Olympics. I love Snoop Dogg. And so I bought both bottles. I said, I'm not opening those. Those are for nostalgic reasons. Maybe one day they'll be collectors. I'll just have to hand them off to you. And you can hold on to them if I pass.
Well, I have heard that there is very good wine. I don't know. I'm not a wine drinker, but I've heard from people who are that they're surprisingly good.
Yeah, that's what she told me. She said his rosé is really good. And she said, and I'm a Chardonnay, so that's why I want to do something different. And I drink that wine, but. So I have those, so that's kind of cool that Hulk Hogan's coming on. So I'm going back there, and I told her, I'm going to get two more, because I really feel like my friends, it's going to be a great conversational piece. But I wish Hulk Hogan would go over to Stevie's.
I think it's such a small place. I mean, as much as they have, and isn't it amazing how much they pack into that place for the footprint of it? But I don't know that they could have Hulk Hogan there. But I did suggest to Kelly over there that they should reach out and try to get him at some point.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And so the club member is for whiskey only. I said,
yes.
No brandy. And she said, just whiskey. I said, oh, darn it. And she said, I said, well, you got to do something for wine. I told her I like to drink all kinds of different things. But she said they're working on it. So.
I was going to say, I don't know if I should speak out of school here, but they do plan to have a wine club.
Yeah, she said they're working on it. So I'm really stoked for that. And what else? Oh, the debate, of course. I'm like, what? Like, that escaped my mind. It was, I say everybody just go vote for Sketty. Put my name up.
and help people out. If they do want to write your name in, how do you spell Sketty?
Sqhettie. I used to put a U in it, but people just kept taking the U out. So that's how we do it. SQHETTIE, Sketty.
And by the way, just so folks know, if you are going to write her in, that's not her actual legal name. Her actual legal given name is Paschetti.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my God. I love that. And then you can call me your Skettiness as well.
You got nervous there. You thought I was going to reveal your true identity on the radio, didn't you?
No. No.
She's like, no, I know you're a smart ass.
That's a lie. I'm lying. But hey, if I say that I wasn't nervous, yeah, let me lie, because that's how people get elected. Tell a little lie here and there. But no, the debate was phenomenal. I enjoyed it. I actually went to the movies first and then got home, so I missed the first 20 minutes. So I will make up for that this morning after you get off the air. But yeah, nope. It went exactly the way I thought it would. She stood her ground, and he got flustered. I knew she would ruffle his feathers, and she did do that. I think, yeah, a couple of things he hurt himself with. Speaking about Putin being his friend, oh, there wouldn't have been a war and all that. That is just taking it to a whole nother level. You can't say that to the American people. You just can't. Putin was going to do what Putin was going to do. And, yeah, he would love to see him back in the White House for sure. But all in all, you know, I'm still one of those people that I just don't know. Is anybody else's name out there?
Really not anymore. I mean, you've got the Libertarian candidate, and, you know, there's some other people who would be happy to have you write their name in. But RFK Jr. pulled out and endorsed Trump. So it's pretty much a binary choice, really, at this point.
I know. It's kind of sad.
All right. Well, you can always.
I wanted to tell you, but I know I can't stay on the phone.
Well, if you can make it in 30 seconds, I can give you 30 seconds.
No, I can't remember what it was.
Oh, well, then I can't help you there. Sorry.
No, exactly.
That's what happens. So, see, that's what happens when you buy that Snoop Dogg wine, is you start having those Snoop Dogg moments, if you get what I mean.
What you gonna do, brother?
I was not expecting the Hulk Hogan impression, but that was a good one. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And let me take another call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
How you doing, Tim?
Good, how are you?
All right. Question. You hear about the CrowdStrike canceling flights and knocking radio stations out?
I did not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to look up the CrowdStrike. The only thing that got me interested in it is the first time I heard CrowdStrike is from the video game Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's a corporation that releases a zombie apocalypse on humanity, and the name of them is CrowdStrike. That's the only reason it got my attention. But yeah, they went down. They're an internet server. They went down, and a bunch of airports they couldn't take off, and a bunch of radio stations went out.
Well, I mean, I can tell you that we are so technology dependent these days that it you know, we have redundancies, and I'm not, you know, I don't mean us specifically, WBSM and radio in general, but all these industries that depend on electronics, they have these redundancies. But what happens is these hacks are smart enough to know those redundancies as well.
But here's the biggest travesty. You ready for the biggest travesty?
Sure.
This weekend, I ordered from Little Phoenix on Acushnet Avenue. I asked, paid $18 for a breakfast sandwich with extra, extra bacon. I wanted a lot of bacon. They told me it'd be a lot of bacon. I paid $18 for it. I didn't check. I jumped on the highway, opened up my sandwich. There was 4 pieces of bacon in it.
Sounds like somebody didn't get it written down on the slip.
Yep. So that was the travesty. But yeah, you have a good day, Tim.
Take it easy. And I remember when I used to have, I would get orders for extra stuff on breakfast sandwiches. And I always wanted to be a little bit more generous than what was the required thing. So, you know, obviously when I worked in a diner, got to know the customers, you can kind of do whatever you want a little bit. But when I worked for a corporate food company where they kept an eye on everything, you had to follow their exact specifics. And their breakfast sandwich, I'm not lying to you, you know, if you were making, whether it was on an English muffin, a croissant, a bagel, whatever you were putting it on, if they wanted a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, it was one slice of bacon ripped in half. You know, you took the bacon, you broke it in half, and you put one piece of bacon on the sandwich. I was like, are you kidding me? If I got that as a sandwich, I'd be like, where's the rest of the bacon? If I put sausage patties on it, you let me put an entire sausage patty on there. If I put sausage links on there, because some people prefer links on a sandwich than patties, you let me take two sausage links and cut them in half, you know, butterfly them, and that gives you a nice four half sausage stretch across the sandwich. Why do we have to take one piece of bacon and break it in half? And you know what else they would make us do? At the end of the day, because we would make these sandwiches to be grab and go, and I'd put them on a warmer because where I worked, people were on a break, a 15-minute break at breakfast time. So they were just grabbing a sandwich, you know, having that in a cup of coffee and going back to work. So you had to have it ready and willing to go. So if there were sandwiches left over, I had to open them all up and take the bacon, the sausage off of them and save them and reuse them for the next day. I hated every aspect. First of all, it took the fun and creativity out of cooking, but it just felt to me like you were ripping the customer off. At least two full pieces of bacon on a sandwich. Come on. 508-996-0500. I've got to take one break here before the news, so let's get that out of the way. And you can do all of that to get in touch with me, but right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Harris and Trump go head-to-head in a tense debate, remembering 9/11 on the 23rd anniversary and turning divorce into something to celebrate.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
That's a wrap on the debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. The two-hour event last night in Philadelphia got contentious at times. Calling Trump a disgrace, Harris encouraged people to attend Trump's rallies to see what he's all about.
And what you will also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom. And I will tell you, the one thing you will not hear him talk about is you.
Trump accused Harris of bussing in people to her rallies. On the economy,
I am actually the only person on this stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America. I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people.
On the border,
our country is being lost. We're a failing nation. And it happened 3.5 years ago. And what's going on here, you're going to end up in World War III.
Trump, during the debate, also making an unfounded claim that Haitian immigrants in Ohio are eating dogs.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
A city spokesperson says there are no credible reports or specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused. Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala Harris for president in front of her 280 million social media followers. In a post just minutes after Tuesday night's debate, the singer said she'll be voting for Harris because she fights for the rights and causes that she believes in. Swift went on to say the vice president's a steady-handed and gifted leader, and that we could accomplish so much more in this country if we're led by calm and not chaos. Swift appears holding a cat in the post and signed it Taylor Swift Childless Cat Lady, referencing J.D. Vance's recent claims about Democratic women owning cats instead of having children. People around the globe are remembering the victims of the 9/11 terror attacks today. On this 23rd anniversary of the attacks, family members of the victims are gathering with local leaders in Lower Manhattan for the annual reading of the victims' names. Another person is found dead at Grand Canyon National Park just days after a separate death was reported. Matt Mattinson with the details.
Officials say a 71-year-old man was discovered in the Colorado River Tuesday near River Mile 63.5. He's been described as a boater who went missing Monday night. This comes after a 59-year-old man was found dead Saturday by members of a non-commercial river trip group he was a part of. He was discovered at Poncho's Kitchen near River Mile 137. Both incidents are currently under investigation. There have now been 8 deaths at the Grand Canyon since July. In Phoenix, I'm Matt Mattinson.
The world's first all-civilian spacewalk will take place tomorrow on the Polaris Dawn mission. The SpaceX mission launched four people into orbit Tuesday morning, including American billionaire Jared Isaacman, with the goal of making the world's first private spacewalk. A single ticket sold in Texas matched all six numbers in the $800 million Mega Millions jackpot. That means for the first time since June, there's a grand prize winner in the nationwide lottery. And Americans are throwing parties for what was once considered a gloomy life event. Divorce. Erin Rayal reports.
Americans' views on both marriage and divorce have become less rigid. According to Pew Research Center, more than half of all adults say couples stay in bad marriages too long. 71% of adults say that having a job or career you enjoy is important to having a fulfilling life, while only 23% say the same thing about marriage. According to Evite data, it's mainly women who throw divorce parties. Divorce parties can signal to others that this is a decision you take pride in, not shame. Erin Rayal, NBC News Radio.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox have dropped two of their last three games after falling to the Orioles 5-3 at Fenway Park. The three-game set with Baltimore wraps tonight in Boston.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday, mid-50s this morning under clear skies. Mostly sunny skies for this afternoon in the mid-70s. As we head into the overnight hours, dew points may rise slightly to mirror the overnight low temperatures, which will lead to the development of some patchy fog extending into tomorrow first thing in the morning, leading to sunny skies in the low 70s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. A couple calls on the line, but room for you as well. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
How you doing, Lamone?
Living. So is Phil there by any chance? Is it close by?
He is in the newsroom. I don't know if he can hear me. Phil, can you hear me? No, it looks like he's listening to some audio.
Okay, well, maybe knock on the window.
Then I can't. It's on the other side of the room. I just signaled to him. He just saw me. Hold on. And Lamone, I'm going to keep this tight because I have another caller waiting for time too. So
I'm sure you do.
All right, Phil. Lamone has something he wants to say to you.
Okay.
Hey Phil, do you by any chance do other voiceovers like read stories like on YouTube?
No, I don't. I talk to myself a lot in my car, but that's about it.
Well, you sound like there's a gentleman that does, like, on cheating stories, those stories like that. You sound just like one of the gentlemen that does that. I was like, that's Phil. He gets written. You know, that's extra good money you can get, you know, in your pocket, you know.
Lamone.
Yeah, just throwing it out there, brother, you know.
That's a
good
idea.
You got the voice for it, man.
Well, thank you.
You got the voice for it.
I'm going to go and talk to YouTube today.
All right, that's tell them I sent you.
He just said you have a voice that sounds like you should be talking about people cheating on each other.
and the cure, or you might make the ladies want to cheat or whatever, you know, but that doesn't mean you, but you seem like you're a stand-up gentleman and you wouldn't mess with a married woman.
No, I would never.
That's right. I knew I liked you, Phil, even more so. He seemed to be more and more enjoyable and more. Hopefully the way the youth of this nation will start becoming more like you.
Wow. Thanks for the confidence boost. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Blair. Like I said, life is hard, and while you're young, make the most out of it and do the right things and keep God in your life. That's what everybody out there should listen to that. Keep God in your household and in your life. And it's like, you know, I don't want to preach and preach, but like I said, if I have to preach to you, then that's the way I can reach to you. If I got to do what I got to do, at least somebody's listening out there. Somebody say, Lamone is darn tootin', he's right as always, that hulking brother. You know, they'll be saying things like that. So I'd appreciate that, young man. And
speaking of hulking brothers, Lamone, stay tuned, because in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Hulk Hogan.
Oh, let me tell you about Hulk Hogan. Oh, I don't want to get carried away. Yeah. Yeah, Hulk Hogan. Oh, my mom used to think Hulk Hogan was so sexy. She said, I look at him, Hulk Hogan. She was like, she would scream like a little girl. I remember we used to, when the AWA used to be here in the showboat, he would come out there and like, before he was with the I'm a Real American, he'd come out there and he would rip off his shirt. My mom was like, oh, look at him. And then I started wrestling. And so she's like, oh, Ric Flair, the great wrestler. But she was all Hulk Hogan. She thought he was all sexy and stuff. And I remember The Rock, not The Rock, the model, Rick Martel.
Yes.
He came up and he kissed my mom like they were old time lovers, and she was like, oh, like, yeah, I smelled the lick off his breath from the kiss. I was like, what the hell? Yeah, Rick Martel. I liked Rick Martel. And he would have been a good stepdad. I don't know.
All right, I got to hold you there, Lamone, because I got to get this other caller in.
Take a light, everybody. God bless everybody, and may the good Lord smile upon the New Bedford area.
All right.
One thing, you know a song like when you make it back to Hackensack, I'll be waiting for you. You know a song that goes like that?
I don't think so. No.
There's a song. It seems like a newer song. I'm thinking, and it's a song where it's slower song. When you make it back to Hackensack, I'll be waiting for you.
Alongside the Hacky Sack from Hackensack.
It's a Fountains of Wayne song.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, New Jersey. So,
yep.
Fountains of Wayne.
Fountains of Wayne.
Oh, okay. Well, geez, I guess I can be with it too. I'm still kind of hip. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the lead singer died, so they haven't really done anything recently.
Right, and I had to Google that. I didn't just know it offhand. So,
yes, they were the Stacey's Mom group, right?
Stacey's Mom. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well,
have you seen Stacey's Mom, the real chick that was?
She's got it going on.
She's held up like the mother from Mother by Danzig.
All right, I'm going to hold you there. You have a good day, Lamone. Take it easy.
God bless everybody. See you, my players. Play on, Phil.
Thanks, Lamone.
That is Lamone in Las Vegas. Okay, let's go to this line here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM, and I'm counting on you to save us.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Good. Is by chance Ramon from Hackensack, New Jersey?
He is from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, so he never did live in Hackensack.
Probably not.
Okay, because I think of the group The Moments, who became Ray Goodman and Brown. They were from Hackensack.
Oh, I think Lamone would be closer to Hoboken. Not because of Frank Sinatra, but because of that book, The Hoboken Chicken Emergency.
Okay.
Where a giant chicken descends upon Hoboken.
Yes. Now, when I think of Hulk Hogan, he was involved in the very first WrestleMania in 1984. Am I right? He took on Andre the Giant?
No, the first WrestleMania, he teamed with Mr. T against Rowdy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. The Hogan-Andre WrestleMania was WrestleMania 3 in front of 93,000 fans at the Pontiac Silverdome.
Okay. And was Hogan the champion at the time?
In both WrestleManias, yes.
Okay. And Andre the Giant never was the heavyweight champ, right?
So there was an interesting thing where Andre the Giant beat Hulk Hogan on a primetime special on NBC for the heavyweight championship, and it was determined that they had paid the referee to have paid another referee to have plastic surgery to look like the referee that was assigned for that match in order to screw Hogan out of the title. And then Andre took the championship and gave it to the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, but then WWF President Jack Tunney said that it was null and void, and they held a tournament to win it. And I think that's Macho Man won the tournament.
Okay, yeah. Two wrestlers I never thought would ever be pinned 1-2-3 were Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Hulk Hogan eventually did get pinned, but he was somebody who, especially in his later years, he had what they called creative control. So he could determine what the outcome of his matches were going to be because he wanted to make sure he was protecting the character. So for a long time, he didn't want to get pinned, especially in the WWF. They didn't want him to be pinned because, like, he was their guy. They had to make him look like this infallible superhero. But I'll tell you this. I'm gonna mention to him one time when he was champion that he did lose, and it was local. So we'll talk about that with Hulk coming up.
I remember he was put to sleep by Roddy Piper.
who was my favorite at the time. I mean, I loved Hulk Hogan, but yeah. I also loved Rowdy Roddy Piper.
And Hogan was involved in the most shocking event in wrestling history when he turned bad, joining the NWO, blindsiding his friend. Mm-hmm. The silence was deafening. I'll never forget that.
You fans can stick it, brother.
There you go.
Great moment. All right.
Have a good one, Jim.
Thank
bye
you for
bye.
The call. Take it easy. And yes, Hulk Hogan was, and like I said yesterday, you know, I got a lot of slack from, and flack, I should say, from some of my friends because they're like, I can't believe you're having Hulk Hogan on. You know that he's MAGA now, right? Listen, I'm having Hulk Hogan come on talk about the fact that he's coming to Massachusetts and people can go meet him. It's up to you if you care or not. If, you know, who he endorses. The same way I said, you know, it doesn't really matter that Taylor Swift came out and endorsed Kamala Harris. I mean, I think it will. It'll have an effect because there are so many people that follow her. But Hulk Hogan doesn't have, you know, influence over how people are going to vote. Now, some other people were pointing to there's been some controversies around him in recent years for things that he said, racist comments that he had made, and also for accusations by his ex-wife. You know, he's come out and he's talked about those things. He's made amends and he has tried to grow and move on as a person from those things. And that's, I can't preach forgiveness as I do all the time for things if I can't do that for Hulk Hogan too. So I think this is, and again, this is, I'm not giving him a platform to push any kind of political agenda. We're just going to talk about beer and wrestling, which are two things that I'm happy to talk about with anybody, no matter what their political ilk. All right, I've got to take a break. We're going to be back in just a few. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And welcome back. And Bret Michaels reuniting the original Poison lineup for a 40th anniversary tour. And you know we're going to try to get tickets to that to give away. Right now it's time to go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What are you going to do, brother, when Hulk Commander calls WBSM and talks to Tim Weisberg?
I'm going to totally geek out, brother.
You're going to geek out with the biggest pythons in the whole wide world.
His pythons aren't quite 24 inches anymore, but they're still way bigger than mine.
At 71 years old, Tim, I think if I'm 71 years old and I look like Hulk Hogan and had like 20 operations, I guess I'll be all right with all the bumps, you know, as big as he is.
Yeah.
You know, with that, the bumps that they take. Everybody knows, everybody thinks that that ring is padded. No, it's a piece of plywood with a piece of foam.
It's literally canvas with a thin layer of foam between it and then hard plywood underneath it.
Yeah, and there's a microphone underneath the ring, so when they hit the ring, it makes that big noise, like, brawl, you know, like a big,
and
you know, that's why the...
As somebody who's been beaten up in the ring before, I can tell you, that canvas itself hurts. That stings.
Have you been beat up before, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Thunder from Down Under. Michael Foster used to beat me up every show.
So I guess you know how to bump, I guess? That's what the word terminology is called, Tim.
Yeah, I do. And I can tell you this, you know, not to break kayfabe here, but Michael Foster took very good care of me in the ring and made sure that I didn't get hurt.
Yeah, great. Are you going up to Swansea Bay?
I probably won't be. I've got too much stuff to do, but I'll be sorry that I'll miss Hulk, but I did see him when he was at the Dartmouth Mall. I got to spend the day with him and his daughter, Brooke, and covering it for the Standard Times. And oh, there goes the Ecto-84. How you doing? Hi, Ethan. That's the car that's made to look up like the Ecto-1. Just pulled into Stop and Shop, Phil.
Nice.
Yeah, so I was behind him as he was trying to walk up the stairs to the office of the Dartmouth Mall, and you could see, you know, just how bad his knees were from all those years of taking those bumps.
Tim, maybe you know this. Is any rumor about Seth Rollins going to AEW?
I would say that that's not true. He's a guy WWE will do all they can to keep.
Well, the thing about that is, like, I guess his wife, the man, she's on the contract, but not on the contract. So there was, like, rumors that she was going to sign with AEW, and I think he would, like, follow her, you know, because they're husband and wife. But I don't think there's any rooms for that. I think they can bring her with when they bring back Charlotte, I believe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, she's definitely coming back. I think you're going to get a Charlotte-Jade Cargill WrestleMania match at some point in the future.
Yeah, but, you know, she still has a little bit of way to go to get me, like, kind of
right.
in Charlotte Flair's arena, because she's still kind of green a little bit to me. And the way she walks around the ring and stuff is not, like, really smooth.
That's why they're protecting her by putting her with Bianca Belair, yeah.
Yeah, she still has a little way to go. Maybe by the time next April comes, she's a little better. But to me, she needs to be, like, maybe a villain. And I think it would help her out because she can, like, cause a little havoc and do a little destruction in that situation. But as far as babyface, it's not... I don't think so.
I'll tell you this before I have to let you go to take a break, but not only is Hulk joining me today after the 8 o'clock news, but next week we're going to be talking a little bit of wrestling when we're going to have local wrestler Teddy Goods on the 20th, who is retiring from the ring. So he's going to come on and talk to us about his last match coming up that weekend. So, you know, we're never too far from wrestling talk. I'm also talking with AEW about seeing if we can get some of their folks on to promote their show coming up. So, and then we've got Rhode Island Comic Con coming with all the wrestlers. So who knows? You could be hearing more wrestlers on the Tim Weisberg show.
There you go, Tim. Like back to your roots.
Yep. That's how I started here, and that's how I'll always be here. All right. Well, I got to let you go there, Paul. You have a great day.
You too now. Bye-bye.
All right. And we will take a quick break and be right back. So we can't give you coffee and TV like Blur can, but we can give you coffee and radio, right? Because today is the grand opening of Mirasol's Cafe in Fairhaven. They're already over there. They're already pouring the coffee. They're already pouring out the chippies. And you can get not only coffee inside, you can go through their drive-thru. The first Mirasol's to have a drive-thru. So people are understandably excited. And now Mirasol's Cafe open in Fairhaven. If you've never had a chippy, go and check it out. But just be warned, it's going to supercharge you for the rest of your day. And also, as we were talking about today, we're going to be joined after the 8 o'clock news by the immortal Hulk Hogan, who is going to be conducting a number of meet and greets, promoting his Real American Beer today, 2 to 3 at Yankee Spirits in Swansea, 4 to 5 at Yankee Spirits in Attleboro, 6 to 7:30 at Six String Grill and Bar, Grill and Stage in Foxborough. Tomorrow, 10 to 11 at Cappy's in Medford, 3 to 4 at Market Basket in Danvers, 7 to 8 at Bullpen Kitchen and Tap in Boston. If any of you go out and meet the Hulkster today or tomorrow, do me a favor. Send the photo on over on the WBSM app. Send it over in an email, tim@wbsm.com. Send it to us on Facebook. We'll
save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.